Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Okay, now that I have finished explaining the linear versus non-linear thinking, let us look at an example. The example that Professor Bartlett gives, I heard this many years ago. I'm trying to figure out how much of it I remember. So actually, let me switch back to blank. So you have this bottle or container, right? You can tell I'm a great artist, right? So this is a container, and you put one little bacterium. One little bacterium. Why bacterium? I don't know. Every minute. After 1 minute, you have two of them. One, two. And after 2 minutes, you have one, two, three, four. Right? So the bacterium kind of doubles in numbers every minute. And if I remember it right, the example goes like, it keeps going on at the end of 1 hour. So when the 1 hour is up, the entire container is filled with bacteria. It's completely full. It's full of bacteria. Okay, this is a setup of the entire story. Okay, you start with one bacterium every minute. At the end of first minute, you have two of them. At the end of second minute, you have, second minute, you have four of them. And so on and so forth. And at the end of 60 minutes, the whole bottle or container is full. Okay, this is all great. So what is the question? The question is, how many bacterium, right? So the question is, when was the bottle half full? Okay, and when we do this in a room full of people and ask them to shout out the answer, a majority of them say, well, it was half full at 30 minutes. Okay, that's called linear thinking. And very few of them give the right answer, a minority of them. And the minority of them that give the right answer is 59 minutes. That is the right answer. Okay, so because remember, every minute it doubles. So at 59th minute, it was half full. That means it was half full. And then in the 60th minute, it doubled from half to full. And that's how it became full. So the right answer is 59 minutes. But why do we make this mistake? So let's step back. When was it quarter full? So this linear thinking says if it was linear, you would have said 30 minutes into the game, it was half full, and 15 minutes into the game, it was quarter full, and 7.5 minutes into the game, it was. So you're seeing that progress linearly, and you say, well, at 30 minutes, if it is here, in 60 minutes, it'll be here. That's linear thinking. But now let's look at what really happened as we work backwards. 60 minutes, on the 60th minute, it was 100% full. 100% full. 59th minute, it was half full. That's crazy. Now 58th minute, it was 25% full. It was only a quarter full. And you're looking at it from outside and saying, dude, this is not going to become full in 60 minutes. It's 58 minutes. It's only quarter full. No, it was much worse than that. Let's wait and see what happens. 12.5% full, 57 minutes, 56th minute, 6.25% fall. 55th minute, it was 3.125% fall. That means it was almost 97% empty. Think about this, right? 55 minutes are over and the bottle is 97% empty and somebody is telling you, oh, I'm a scientist, I can tell you this is doubling every minute. In the next 5 minutes, it will be full. You'll say, oh, you're crazy, you need to go see a doctor. That never happens. But that is non-linear thinking. This is exactly what is happening. And that is why compound effect is magical and so difficult to understand. I bet it is one of those sham attributions to Einstein that he said compound interest is the seventh or eighth wonder of the world. I don't know if he ever said that, but it's if you attribute it to him, it sounds more intelligent. So compound interest. That's the reason why people find nonlinear growth very difficult. You can look at it in multiple ways. So many entrepreneurs have experienced this. Many entrepreneurs give up because they keep trying and it's the growth in the beginning is so slow. It might be exponential, but it is so slow in the beginning, right? I mean, look at this. What is beginning? 55 minutes, it was slow. And then in the last 5 minutes, it grew like crazy. And because of this utter difference, if you don't stay till here, you will not have this last 5 minutes of growth in this 1 hour. So that is a thing about, that's why many people, whether it is building muscles or building a business or compounding your wealth. So all of these, compounding your knowledge, they are agonizingly slow for a very long time. And then the flip happens. There's an inflection point, and then the flip happens in terms of growth rates. Okay. If you don't wait for the flip to happen, you will not experience this astonishing growth. That's why so few people, most average, ordinary, normal people thinking linearly, give up here and drop off. That's why the quitting ratios are so high. That's why it is said that people don't lose, they just give up, they quit. On the other hand, a minority of people stick on no matter what. And that's why perseverance is paid so handsomely in the long run. Can anyone guarantee you this? Probably not, right? And I'm sure we have a similar curve that goes the other way around. If somebody is taking negative actions, it's not, so the guy who's taking positive actions and negative actions look alike for a long time until the inflection point is reached and this guy starts dipping and this guy starts going up, and then the diversion between the two of them, the distance between the two of them starts increasing dramatically. Okay, hope that helps. Apply it. Like I always say, the pencast that I'm making, the videos, everything that I'm sending to you, they'll serve you best if you use them as workbooks and therefore actually sit down, take notes, and try to apply them. And even beyond applying them, try to teach them to somebody. That's the best way to learn these concepts.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.